Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure as always. It's great to continue to be with you. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. And you're going to be glad that you did because we got our good friends Pierce and Jane Howard. They're partners in business and in life. They're the authors of The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. Dr. Pierce Howard is also the author of The Owner's Manual for the Brain, and they're here to talk to us about stress. Pierce and Jane Howard, welcome back to the show.
Good to be here.
Pleasure to be with you.
Hey, Jane. Hey, Pierce. It's good to have you guys back. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Let's have a good 2009 together. What do you think, Pierce?
I'm ready for it. My fortunes don't go so much with the stock market. My fortunes go with the quality of what the library's holding. So my years are pretty steady year after year.
Exactly. Well, you're a simple man, Pierce, and I know that's what Jane likes about you. You're not high maintenance, right, Jane?
That's right.
Hey, one of the things that's going on right now that I want you guys to talk to us about with regard to your work on personality and how the different personalities affect the way we behave and everything. There's an awful lot of stress in the marketplace right now. In my career, and I've been around a long time, I've never seen so much fear at all levels of the marketplace. There's a lot of anxiety, a lot of stress, a lot of concern going on right now. And I wonder, Pierce, how much of a toll those kinds of emotions are taking on our ability to execute and actually get ourselves out of this. What do you think?
Well, you're absolutely dead on there. There was research done at University of Texas, Austin, that showed that when a person is experiencing intense stress, their cognitive function tends to decrease by a factor of about 80%.
Wow!
Which means that they're basically having to resort to their training.
Default to something.
Your problem solving, your decision making, your planning, your creativity suffers dramatically when you're experiencing stress.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing that the military, when they train you, they're getting you to the point so that when you're under fire, so to speak, you don't have to think about what you do.
Right.
Your fine motor skills go away, and you just default to your training.
Exactly. Same thing with cockpit crew training. Same idea.
But that gets us through. That gets the job done, hopefully. But it doesn't create innovation. It doesn't create new thinking, does it? It just sort of gets us through. Hopefully, but maybe
with the tried and true.
That's why, for example, speakers insist so much that you practice before you give a speech.
Mm-hmm.
If you practice and the domain is familiar with you, not only will it reduce the stress when you're giving the speech, but if you do feel stressed during the speech, and many speakers do, you don't have to worry because you know what you're going to do. You don't have to think
mm-hmm.
about it.
Mm-hmm. But one of the and I have to say, Jane, in full disclosure, I've been telling my audience now for a couple of months that in 2009 there's no shame in just surviving. That 2009 is going to be a tough year, and for a lot of folks, and that if we survive 2009, there's no shame in just that. And so, and what do you think about that?
I think that is a very admirable goal. Not only are we trying to deal with the fact that our business is being reduced, we don't have as much revenue coming in, but many of us are facing having to decide among our small cadre of employees who will stay and who will go.
Mm-hmm.
And so not
that's
only
a lot of stress.
We have the stress of the economic situation, but then what are we going to have to do to other people's lives as a result of the economy?
Yeah, that's one of the toughest parts of being a business owner, and because we have the stress of balancing, even if we can push the human being part out, the humanity part out of it, which we never really can, we're still on the horns of the dilemma. You know, do I make this step in favor of my expenses, but at the expense of my brain trust, at the expense of my being able to execute with this person that I've trained for, that's been training with us, and that knows where the bodies are buried, so to speak. You know, that adds extra stress. And when we come back after these messages, I'm going to get Pierce and Jane to talk to us about how we can deal with some of these things, because it's very important that we learn some tips and some tools on how to deal with stress. And we'll do that right after these messages. 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Little Fleetwood Mac bringing us back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out. Use it to your advantage. While you're there, you can click over to my blog, which we update all the time. I post things. Those are all my posts. Nobody but me. That's my blog. So if it's there, if you like it, I did it. If you don't like it, you can blame me. Also, my knowledge base, askjim.biz, is there. You can click over to that from there. And also, you can subscribe to my free newsletter, which comes every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. And don't forget all the other things there, the archives, the articles, the Brain Trust members, lots and lots of stuff. So I hope you check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Pierce and Jane Howard are our guests. They've been with us now for many years as members of our Brain Trust. We're talking about the stresses that we're having right now because of the economy, because of the decisions that we're having to make, and the impact of that stress, the toll that takes. The wages of stress are pretty darn high, aren't they, Jane?
Absolutely. Taxing us and raising blood pressures and all those sleepless nights and all those kinds of things.
It has the potential, Jane, to make us sick, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
I mean, you can literally make yourself sick, but even beyond just sick and as in I don't feel good today, it can actually do permanent damage, can it?
All kinds of research shows us, Jim, that if we don't do something about our stress in a way to help our body function more effectively, that it can take a long-term health toll on us.
Mm-hmm.
And it can lead to cancer. It can create high blood pressure. It can do all kinds of things.
Heart disease. But Pierce,
exactly,
but before you go there, Pierce, let me say this. Fear is actually a good thing, though. Sometimes fear is giving us good information, right? So how do we blend all that in with all this?
But you have to manage it.
That's it. Okay, yeah. Go ahead, Pierce.
Let's talk about exactly how stress makes you sick. When you're feeling intense stress, your body pumps cortisol into your system. Cortisol is a chemical that primes your body for peak performance. And that's why it's good to be a little nervous before you run a race.
Mm-hmm.
Because the cortisol will peak you for peak performance. Why? Because it enables you to run like Hades to get away from that Bengal tiger in the jungle,
mm-hmm.
or to fight that tiger. I mean, you've either got the fight or flight syndrome,
mm-hmm.
and that cortisol primes you for peak performance. Now, once you have pumped your body full of cortisol in a stressful situation, that cortisol stays in your system for up to 2.5 days.
Wow.
So if you get stressed every day,
yeah,
then it's building up.
Yeah.
And so what you've got to do,
you're saying cortisol is a means to an end, not a way of life.
Exactly. Exactly.
And it will cause your blood veins and arteries to build up plaque.
And while that cortisol is peaking you for peak performance, it is decreasing the effectiveness of your immune system. anything you are prone to get, whether it's a common cold or cancer, is going to be maximized during that time. Now, there are two things you can do about it. One is to get rid of the stress, and the other one is to get rid of the cortisol. And you really need to do both. And there's only one way to get rid of the cortisol, and that's the way that nature intended it to be, and that's aerobic exercise.
Mm-hmm.
It's the equivalent of running like Hades to get away from that Bengal tiger. But the only way you can really clean your body of cortisol is aerobic exercise, whether it's running, jogging, bicycling, stair-stepping, or whatever it is, swimming.
Mm-hmm.
Using those big body muscles for 20 to 30 minutes nonstop and getting your heart rate up, that will pump the cortisol out. So when you take if you're going through severe stress, then you need to do that aerobic exercise after the most stressful time of day.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's during the day, you need to do your exercise at the end of the day.
At the end of the day, yeah.
But if the stress is at home at night or in the morning,
mm-hmm.
then you need to do it before work. And if it's both times, you need to get rid of one or the other.
One of the things you guys have taught us, by the way, folks, their book is The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. And as I've said, every business owner should have this book on their desk, not on their bookshelf. Jane, what have we learned about, you've taught us about the five-factor model, how all of us have different levels of the five factors. And, you know, we're either type A's, type B's, and, you know, we're people who are prone to be accountants or prone to be salespeople or whatever, all the different types of personalities. Is there something we need to know about our personality and stress? Do some people deal with stress? Some personality types deal with stress differently than others?
Yes, Jim. One of the scales that we use to define the big five or the five-factor model of personality is a scale that we call need for stability. And people on this scale, it's really a measure of how readily, how easily you handle, you manage, you confront mm-hmm. stress. And depending upon your score on that scale, you can take stress very personally, or it may take a whole lot of stress for you to feel an effect. The issue right now is there is so much stress around everyone that probably, you know, 40% of us are remaining fairly calm, but 60% are not.
I want to talk about that a little bit more, especially with those around us. How do we deal with, how do we help our employees deal with this kind of stress? Because we've probably got everybody, every type, every one of the five-factor types around us. And we'll do that right after these messages with our good friend, Pearson Jane Howard, The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for staying with me. Pearson Jane Howard are our guests. Their book is called The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. And Pearson's book is called The Owner's Manual for the Brain. And they're both available wherever books are sold. Jane, give us the website where you guys are, how we can find the other things that you do.
We are at www.syntax.com. Syntax is C-E-N-T-A-C-S. It stands for Center for Applied Cognitive Studies.
Check that out, folks, and they can find out more about the five-factor model there and all the different things that you offer, the personality traits, the different programs that you offer to employers, right, so they can check their employees out and make sure that if they hire somebody that they're hiring a person who actually can do accounting, not their ability to count or do debits and credits, but do they actually have the personality for accounting or for sales or whatever. Right, Jane?
That's right, and there are a lot of people in the job market right now if you've got
yep.
somebody you need to replace.
That's very important. And, you know, another thing Pierce to check for, I think, and maybe now is a good time to really focus on it, is do we need to also cross-reference that, you know, whether that person could actually be our accountant because of their personality. Does that person also need to have... Do we need to get somebody who can handle the stress a little bit more? Is it possible to cross-reference and actually come up with that kind of an employee?
Well, you can. But, again, again, that might be a short-term solution. One thing we have not done, talking about stress, that we need to do, we've not said what stress is. And by understanding what stress is, a lot of times you can deal more effectively with it. Stress occurs when something gets between you and something you want. In other words, we all have goals. We've got hundreds of goals. We've got very small goals like getting to work on time, and very large goals like building a house or getting a degree or writing a book or providing a legacy for our grandchildren. So we've got hundreds, if not thousands, of goals of different priority. And whenever something prevents us from accomplishing a goal, we experience stress. It's an emotional response. Now, stressors are those things that get in the way of the goal. Mm-hmm. Stressors are not all bad things. Sometimes they're good. I mean, if you're trying to get to work and your spouse wants to cuddle, that's a stressor, but it's a good thing.
Well, another thing is sometimes the stress that we're feeling causes us to seek excellence in our work, doesn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. Now, what you can do if something is getting in the way of you and a goal, you've got two choices. You can try to eliminate the stressor, or you can try to reframe your goal so that the stressor no longer has any effect.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're trying to run a small business and get an MBA at the same time, and you have a parent who gets ill and you've got to become a caregiver, then you're going
Something's
to experience stress if you keep trying to do it all, mm-hmm. probably. If you do experience stress, then it might be wise to reframe your goals and, for example, to defer the MBA goal until you're out of the woods on caregiving,
mm-hmm.
or some such. In some way, reframe those goals so you're not fighting upstream so much.
Is that something that we also will use in dealing with employees, Jane?
Certainly, you can shift it around and think in terms of if you've got employees that come to you and complain and you've only got so much time during the day, it might be that you need to do some changing or mm-hmm. figure out who should be dealing with that complaining employee.
Yeah, I had a secretary once who was feeling stressed and complaining about having to do too much production typing. And we had lunch one day, and I knew her personality profile, and I knew she was something of a creative person. And so the solution was to take some of the production typing away from her, give to someone else, and to give her more responsibility mm-hmm. that could challenge her mind. And she was a happy camper after that. She didn't mind doing the production type. It was just not 8 hours of it.
And this might be something we all need to do, folks, rather than maybe these are steps we need to take rather than laying people off as a first step. Hey, Pearson, Jane, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you.
I feel less stressed already just out talking to you guys. The owner's manual for personality at work, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Pierce Howard, Jane Howard. And they'll be back, I promise. We won't do without them. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.